Man, we back, man. I spent the last 2 seconds trying to figure out where it was 5 o'clock. We ain't done that in so long.
I actually came prepared. I came prepared. Somebody asked me where it's 5 o'clock at.
Where is it 5 o'clock at?
Belarus.
Let's look.
Stella Rosa.
Belarus, bitch. Look it up. It's 5 p.m. It's 5 something somewhere in Belarus. Look it up.
I'm trying it.
You know how to spell Belarus?
Yeah. I'm trying to pull up the word. I'm drunk too, by the
4:01
way.
4:01 a.m. You ain't say which 5 o'clock, so
That's why I was about to say it's 5, and then I slowed up.
It's 5 o'clock? Yeah, 4:01 a.m. in Belarus.
Belarus. Somebody finna wake up and go to work.
Oh, this how it work.
Me.
My dumb ass.
What
are you doing? I'm on the world clock trying to figure it out.
You found it?
Lewisburg.
Where is Belarus located?
Is Belarus in Europe? When last time you took geography, though? Like, let's be real.
It's over there.
It's over there.
It's over there.
So
ain't that where black at? Where is D Black?
Who give a fuck? Give a fuck.
Belarus is in Europe. On the other side.
Man, where Alaska at? I feel like it's
Lithuania.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, Ukraine. It's 5 o'clock in Alaska.
Is it really?
It is. It definitely is.
Cool. That is cool, right?
Belarus sounded cooler.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds a little more exotic.
So, like, if you from Belarus, like, what are you? Belarusian?
Belarusian? Let's start the show.
All right, Dave Chappelle. You remember that?
I don't care.
Speaking of which, man.
It's Dreamville.
Away, it is Dreamville. It's an influx of people, and it's crazy because who go. What? I'm
trying to figure out why he chewing so goddamn hard.
Yeah. What's crazy?
And he drinking water.
I'm eating Skittles.
Why are you chewing water?
I got Skittles in here.
You a freak. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That nigga sucked dude with a fruit roll up. He a freak.
Yeah, you gay. No offense.
Now, but people thought I was going to be going to Dreamville.
Everybody keep asking.
Yeah, because Drake's going to be there.
I done seen Drake twice.
Drake not worth the expense my ankles pain.
Yeah. We went to the first ever Dreamville, and that was the one that was the least organized. And now they got 2 days of it, but I still just don't want to risk life.
It always rains or something around
that time.
This time. Mm-hmm. And they done push this thing back 3 hours today.
Because it rained. So it's probably people going to be out there trying to have their freshest fit on. Mm-hmm. About to ruin it. Because like we seen people out there like that first time because it rained the day before. You are this nigga.
You a nasty bitch.
We seen people like white people they said fucking and just sat in the mud because mm-hmm. they were just so tired.
They have that ex.
That too. But like, we into my bitches, like they had their whole outfit was just muddy because they just laid in the grass.
Like, festivals are not for black people.
Right.
Festivals are for white people that do acid.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Shit like that. They want to go out there and rage.
They're so high, they forget their knees hurt. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't that fucked up. Because for one, it took us an hour and a half to get drinks every time we went.
Bruh, so, ain't no way.
Nigga, every line we walked with was in was an hour, yeah, hour and a half.
But
not to mention, when we just got there the first year, Charlie wanted something to eat. So I was irritated off back because it took 2 hours to get food.
Yeah, and
these niggas having the time of their lives. You know what I'm saying?
And you like, in line getting
and, and what's crazy is, bro, we got there like early. We got there like 2.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that many people there. And it still took them 2 hours to get food. A slice of pizza.
It is definitely a lot
of people. A slice of pizza.
It's a lot of people down here. And
it was 40,000 people at the first one.
Yeah.
One day.
And this one's 2 days.
It's easily 60,000 people.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't never going back.
They got Usher out there tonight.
Usher, I'm gonna be honest. Usher was the only one that made me consider going.
On day one.
No, period.
Period.
So when's Drake gonna be there? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Him and J. Cole headline. They don't even have a time slot. It just says they go on stage at this time. So they probably about to be on stage for 2 fucking hours.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even got no music together. They got one song.
Yeah, they sure don't.
Jodeci is back. Or what's it called? Yeah, I forgot what it's called, but yeah, they got that one song, but they don't have no. Oh, they do got In the Morning.
They do.
Yeah. You were about to be funny, and then it hit you, didn't it? But now, like, but I've seen Drake twice. I've seen Cole, early Cole and later Cole. I'm good on everybody in Dreamville. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give a fuck about Boz.
You don't see, I have already seen Jid.
I've seen Jid, and I've seen Jid before he kind of blew up. And but I'm not even going to lie, when he performed that first one, it was lit. I was like, I don't know this music, but it was a great performance. Mm-hmm. But
because he high energy.
Yeah, because he can rap. Mm-hmm. And he rap fat. But like, I still don't want to, I'm good. Like, I don't, Ari's cool. They moved her up in the slot. So like, now she's like, she's two away from the headliner now. You remember back in the day, like,
she was first. And she was up there. At 2 p.m. Like, sun hot as a bitch.
she was
performing like, she was up there performing like this, trying to block the sun from her eyes. That's when you know you ain't quite, you made it, but you ain't quite made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go on first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went on, so like, I think the festival started at 12. She went on at like 2. Yeah. And I mind you, it was like.
The first 2 hours is the DJ.
Basically.
Yeah.
And I think they get like 15 minute time slots, and it was like 15 minutes between their sets because they basically went back and forth between the stages. Mm-hmm. So she went on at like 2. And, like, I think she only had, like, one hit at the time.
Justin ran to see Nelly.
I did.
Like, it was gay. It was weird. It was weird as fuck.
No offense.
This is exactly how it went. Black got on stage late. But my thing was, I already seen
D-Black. Black.
No, like, six Black. Why we had to keep going on?
We just went through this.
Oh. Yeah.
And
well, you was out there dropping down, getting your eagle on. I know you were.
I'm about to tell you why. What happened was, I heard high end, and my ass took off. You hear me?
Nigga,
Nelly put on the show. Nelly wasn't on the top 50 rappers list. Can you name 50 rappers better than Nelly?
You, Chad, that's 50 right there.
I don't even know if I know 50 rappers for real.
E-40 was number 41. I went through this list last night, and it pissed me off. Yeah, shake them dreads. Like, yeah, like he was 41. Rick Ross is 50.
Yeah, that looks kind of flicky.
I'm still like, my nerves are still rattled about Missy Elliott and her placement.
At 19?
Yes.
And Nicki Minaj at 10?
So Tony called me the other night, and he said Nicki should be in the top 10 by default. What the fuck does that mean?
Because she's the best female rapper? Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah, that's what matter.
He said they had to put a woman in the top 10.
They didn't have to do it.
Exactly.
That's like him saying Eminem needed to be in the top 5 because he's white.
Yeah.
No. That's the case. Then throw Machine Gun Kelly in there if y'all feeling frisky. I'm just saying, if they feeling frisky. No, but like, it's a lot like, so they also had Melly Mel at 49. Name who that?
Yeah, I can't name his home.
Yeah, exactly.
Who?
Melly Mel.
Exactly. He's an old school
Ryan
rapper.
Ryan W. Melly.
No.
No, he's like one of the first rappers ever. Thug wasn't on that list. I think Thug deserved it.
Was Juvenile on
I'm there? Taking Thug over Missy Elliott.
See, yeah, nah. Yeah, I'm already.
I'm taking
Juvenile on there.
Fab wasn't on the list.
See, yeah, this
I'm
list.
Cool with that.
Fab has.
You don't like rap, so.
I didn't say nothing about that.
Fab has some of the best mixtape, like, catalogs there is.
I ain't saying nothing about that, but Juvenile ain't up there, so.
Like, Fab, the reason I knew about FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an iPhone 4. FaceTime.
Yeah. Like, he had some great R&B, like, collabs, too.
Who else wasn't on there?
Tyler, the Creator, wasn't on there, and that pissed me off, too.
The Baby should have been on there.
No, he should not have.
Baby who? Like, Baby Williams?
No.
You talking about Brian. Jonathan.
Yeah, Brian.
I'm talking about Jonathan.
Oh.
Kirk. I haven't heard a hit from him.
Let me switch up my flow, proceeds to rap the same.
His career's over, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
He got a following in.
I think he's doing what he should have did a while ago.
Stop,
like,
rapping.
He was going on a hiatus. Like,
he was putting out too much music.
Yes, and he was getting himself in too much bullshit. Like, take a step back, live a little bit, enjoy your money, stay the fuck out of trouble, stop trying to beat up everybody, like, and just chill. Let people get off your name for a little bit, then come back with a banger.
Right. So Somebody brought up a good point. It's like one of my least favorite people in the world. So Joe Budden said, he was like, basically, the bullshit is what started it. So the bullshit is like made people tired of him. And when you start bullshitting, people start digging a little deeper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when you start doing bullshit, that's when people start looking at you a little deeper. So once he started bullshit, they started listening to his music. And they was like, this is the same shit over and over.
Every single time.
And so the baby need to pull a Meg Thee Stallion.
Go pitch at a baseball game.
He
throw the jump ball.
And we're all white or something.
Hey, Meg.
Looking like a glass of milk.
Jesse had one nigga put his hand on her
ass. Yeah, I mean, it was so much ass in that glove.
That nigga had that. It's hard to spread a glove.
I know Party was turning his, rolling his grave. Yeah.
My bad, Ben Dog.
Oh my God.
My bad, Ben Dog.
Boys done killed somebody else.
Like I said, I'm at dinner and I just look, because like, that was like opening night and I'm just looking like, I said, man, what is that? The one that, I said, nah, that.
Yeah, you thought it was CeCe Sabathia.
Hey, look. It was crazy. I'm like, damn, like, I said, well, that nigga got the tightest pants I ever seen. And I was like, hold up. Ain't no way that's Meg Thee Stallion. And then they, like, you know, had it going across the bottom of the screen. I said, they put that on ESPN. So she kind of like,
yeah.
It's crazy. You get shot and you blow up. Like,
that's all
it
takes, man.
That's it. So which one of y'all going to take a bullet for the podcast?
Shoot me in
the
foot.
Not me.
Yeah.
I'm not down for this shit. Not yet.
No, but the thing is, I feel like we shoot you. It's just going to pierce a little bit.
He sucked my fucking
head. You know when Price got shot?
Yeah.
Price, he said, ah. And just walked it off.
It was a 22. I'm straight.
Bro. Usually 22s bounce around. That shit didn't bounce around or nothing. That bitch went in like meatloaf. And came back out clean. Yeah, that shit crazy.
The next day.
Yeah. Crazy. But I don't know. Meg, I was like, yeah, she made it. Because Houston, like, not only that, they just won the World Series.
Bro, so the daggone.
But who said it? Was it you that said? What's her old nigga name? That shot.
Tory.
Yeah, Tory. Tory about to go back to court.
Yeah.
To do what?
Get community service.
Oh, he did. At first, I was on his side.
Now you're on the other side.
I mean, I heard the jail call, bro. Like,
you don't protect black women.
You don't protect black men either.
What his daddy said? Rock Nation will crumble. Yeah, I can see it.
He gonna be the next one.
You leave his ugly ass at the house. Like, yeah, Tori, if you want to win this, do
his
not bring
out here with the Doc Rivers. That's what made me mad. How you bald headed with an edge up?
Yeah, I was going through it.
That nigga said you on deck. Speaking of protecting women, man, have you seen a Creed 3 commercial lately? You haven't, because like that nigga choke a white bitch and they take all the commercials.
They pulled the goddamn Army National Guard commercial on TV
that he was in.
Yeah, because
right?
He was walking through like a war zone.
Right, I remember
you know what
that.
I mean? Like, we need you.
And they had him as Uncle Sam.
Yeah, they
were trying to be inclusive with him, yeah. And then they took like all this because so. For people who don't know, Jonathan Majors, who's one of probably the more famous people in the world right now.
It's hot. He's hot.
Right, yeah, he started in a lot of movies, but like Lovecraft Country is where he really took off.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Lovecraft Country is where
he was in Django.
A chick said that, bro. Like, she said he like slave keep. And in the most heterosexual way, I agree. I agree.
That one picture.
Yeah, like, I hate to tell you, but if Jonathan Majors was just a regular nigga out here in Durham,
he'd be working for you.
Yeah. I have him washing cars.
Exactly.
Now, he probably get bitches if he go work out at the local Planet Fitness.
And he's gonna have to go to like Orange Fitness. Or yeah, Orange Theory.
Orange Theory. Yeah. And have to wear his shirts. Like, he had to cut out the sides and let his oblique show. Yeah.
But like, he's 12 years a slave, too. I get it. Like, yeah. If I'm a slave owner, that's the Negro I want.
Second. I'm getting Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon
third.
Sharpe first.
Yeah.
And Bing Rain third. I'm getting Bing Rain third.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Last but not least, I'm getting Big Worm.
I thought you was going to say Terry Crews.
I didn't. Nah, he be in the house.
Where is Terry Crews?
I just saw him in a basketball commercial yesterday.
Doing what?
Playing basketball with his son. It was weird.
Don't he do America's Got Talent or something like
he
that?
He might. Yeah. He got raped and then he just kind of...
He came out and then... Yeah.
Yeah, because like, it was kind of weird. Like, yeah, you said niggas was out here touching your booty over and then you just...
It just went away.
Yeah. And you too old to be just getting... too old and too big to be getting your booty over played with. Like, see? Fuck that... That you didn't want. Like,
irony in all this is on the Boondocks. Remember, he was the nigga in jail. Nah, you ain't washed behind your ears yet.
He was. He was the health inspector.
He was.
And his dick was to the floor. Not trying to be funny. Like,
nah, that joint was in the drain.
But he way too old and way too big to get his booty all played with without permission.
Maybe he was a kid. He
was grown. He was grown. Not only that, his wife was standing next to him.
She encouraged it.
So he got, you done an aggressive butt grabbing your lady where your finger kind of went in her crack too. That's kind of how cuz did him. I'm like, you a weirdo, bro. Everybody hates Chris. Like, everybody hates you, Terry Crews. This ass nigga. Anyway.
My man got arrested.
Hey, chill. Man. For him, yeah. Come on, thing is, like, bro, like, anyway, no self-respect. there's no self-respect.
He ain't got no sympathy for this nigga or empathy.
Not for Terry Crews. Nah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's 6'5", 280.
You can't tell me a nigga who used to be a wedge buster in the NFL is supposed to take that type of punishment.
Most of the gays now are like cop diesel.
Why do you use that word? Why do you use that?
Thorough.
No, brolic, bro.
No offense.
Do we have a beat?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, like, next time, there's probably a pride parade coming to a city near you, right? Mm-hmm. Next time, like, just.
They tough.
Just go observe. You know what I mean? Just go observe, like all these niggas out here is supposed to be, like, firefighters and bouncers and things of such.
And they hallelujah.
Wasted talent. EJ, wasted talent.
EJ easily should be drop stepping in the post.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Pulling left tackle.
I thought he'd be running on the track, knocking the defensive tackle out. But
I can see him.
I'm just saying. Like,
anyway.
So here's my thing. let me just wrap this up. Like, I just feel like it would be pivotal for society. Like, it's a reason we running out of, like, skilled labor niggas.
Slaves.
No, we running out of, like, electricians, plumbers, welders. You know what I mean? Welders, construction workers, all this shit. Because all these goddamn strong back niggas want to get bent over. They do, bro. Please.
This episode can't.
Why?
Air.
No, it's time for us to speak the fucking truth, huh?
This episode got to go.
Try to get your car repaired right now. Everybody shop is telling you they 6 months out. Why is that? Because niggas don't want to do body work no more. They want to get their body worked. Like that. Like it's crazy.
Where are we? Where is this going?
What was the topic?
We were talking about. We were doing a slave draft, and we...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, Jonathan Majors.
But and he choked that white woman?
So, apparently...
She backtracking now, though. Right.
What happened was, supposedly, he choked her. And they called the police because it was a domestic disturbance, and because they came there, basically, and there was evidence of a struggle or an assault, they had to arrest her. Apparently, she's recanting the statement. The issue is they released the text messages, and the text messages are kind of iffy. Because basically, the text messages look like she's basically like she was gaslighted, and she basically blaming herself for it. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, you know, it was really my fault. You know, they don't know things. It looked weird. My thing was, I saw somebody, and that's why I kind of hate people. They was like, I don't support him anyway because he date white women. So it don't matter that he choked the bitch. It's just like, it's because of
who he choked.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, I don't care.
You gotta be smarter, though. She gonna print easy.
We're not advocating domestic violence. But I get what he's saying. Like,
dude, you're going to go to jail. You gotta. So, didn't this all happen or transpire in the back of a taxi cab?
I don't know, but I just know it was over going through his phone or something.
Yeah, I want to say they say it happened. So, if you the cab driver, and you are driving Jonathan Majors and
why they in the taxi?
It don't have to be like it. It could be a taxi, but it's probably not a yellow cab. It's probably a Suburban, blacked out, tinted out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like we're talking about like one of the probably more higher grossing actors right now.
I mean, he just started getting paid.
But you're talking about like he just did a Marvel movie where he starred. He did Creed 3. He's Michael done.
Michael B. Jordan said he had to still work at the sandwich shop when he was doing The Wire.
Because he was 12. The fuck?
I'm just saying. Like, so you got to think Jonathan Majors is still going to be like grossly underpaid right now.
No, he's not.
You don't think so?
No. Lovecraft Country did well.
Did it really?
Yes.
It probably paid him a minimal amount.
Well, I'm saying, but you got to say they won Emmys.
Okay.
Or nominee. He did The Harder They Fall on Netflix. He probably got a bag for that. Know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I still don't think
I'm thinking
he got way more money than us. I'm sure
he's getting millions of dollars for these movies.
I mean, I just don't think he's getting Will Smith money right now.
No, but I'm saying, but he's still I'm thinking he's getting $5 million a movie easily.
Think so?
Yeah, because like Marvel movies are like they're
yeah, because the fucking weirdos like you that watch it.
That's fine. MJ too.
He's
$550. I mean, $550,000.
What
for his net worth
for his role as King the Conqueror?
Ain't no fucking way.
I'm looking at Google. I don't know how true it is, but
Google tells you that's Joe Biden's internet.
Yeah, that's all. And Joe Budden's too. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Who?
He running again?
Is he?
Didn't they announce that he was running? Him and Kamala gonna try to do it again.
Kamala just run.
Y'all voting for Joe Biden?
It depends on who you run against. I might just sit this one out. I need a stimulus show.
You voting for Joe Biden again?
Joe ain't did that much wrong for me.
I'm waiting for the orange guy.
Can I be real?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, there you have it.
So, in my thought process is your president can't do nothing anyway. Especially if the House or whatever doesn't match. Because it's like, no matter what they try to push, it's going to get vetoed anyway. Just, I don't know if you've seen lately in North Carolina, they just passed a little rule where you don't even have to have a permit to get your gun now.
I'm going
to
have
to get a
gun. He said he had free concealed.
I'm going to have guns like T.I.
Yeah, but the thing is, so, you know, of course the Republicans passed that. Cuz tried to veto it and it was like, the Republicans were like, fuck it.
The good news that came out of all that is North Carolina online gambling.
It did get passed?
It got pushed through. So
now we can fan duel?
Well, now it's going to the Senate for approval.
Gotcha. But that's the thing. Well, and I'm not saying that like the handgun shit. Like, my thing is like, if the government doesn't match who's leading, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like presidency is pretty much stupid in a sense. The way democracy is made up, because like I said, we vote this nigga in for him to not be able to do anything. Because what happens is we don't give a fuck in the years in between. You know what I'm saying?
I get that. I mean, I understand. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, because like Yeah, we voted for Joe in 2020, but in 2022, we just shit the bed.
Gave up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had gas prices at $8 a gallon.
But I'm just saying, in general, like, even...
Nah, let's still owe y'all some loan forgiveness, too.
Think about that. That's what really drove the votes of the younger population.
Got y'all eggs at $8.79. Got y'all gas.
They sliced niggas up.
Y'all eggs at $8.79 for a dozen.
Well, and then they sent out the proposal.
$6 a gallon.
Is milk $6 a gallon?
Not no more. But it was.
I'm just saying.
I'm at a point now. I just don't give a fuck.
You don't care what happened.
Yeah, because like my life, I don't think it's gonna change my life that much. Because
you're a white woman.
That's not true. I be sitting there sometimes, I just can't believe you voted for that man. It'd be Donald Trump on the TV. She's looking at me like with disgust. But
where he at?
Who, Donald Trump? Prison.
He running.
He just got indicted, what, Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, he did declare his run, though.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. What if they send his ass to jail? You think he going to be able to go? Still run? Man.
That ain't going to go to jail, bro.
You don't think so?
He got too much money.
New York said, we got to get this.
He got too much money. Way too much.
What y'all think about Lamar Jackson?
He ain't got no job yet.
No. Y'all don't think it's weird?
That he ain't got no job.
They said he's going to be a running back on the Kansas City Chiefs.
And no cap, he might do good out
there. What do you think the issue is? I think it's because he is his own agent. They probably ain't taking him serious.
Probably don't know how to talk right for himself.
Yeah.
I need $100 million for 2 years.
What cornrows he got?
Yeah, because showing
up to the front office looking dusty.
Right. Cleveland fucked up giving horny cuz all that money. Once they did that, they really fucked the game up. Because now these white men trying to control things again. They're like, no, we're not going to guarantee all this money. Ravens, not for niggas.
Which the Ravens should. Like, they're about to fuck this up.
But I would have did it too. They knew what they're doing. What they did was... They did exactly what he did. They bet against himself.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay, we'll put this non-exclusive tag, which I didn't even know this motherfucker existed. The non-exclusive tag. I thought it was just a franchise tag.
Yeah.
And now they was like, yeah, y'all can negotiate with this nigga. And then if it's a deal we feel like we want to match, we'll match it. And if not, y'all send us 2 first-round picks. Mm-hmm. That shit's crazy to me. And now this nigga just, everybody else getting signed and he at the crib chilling.
With us.
Amanda should do it. Why not?
You don't go get somebody like that when you suck. You know what I'm saying?
So what would be the, obviously Baltimore would be the ideal place for him to stay, but who's the next best runner up?
He can come to
the Colts.
He can come to LA.
You think he'll fit their system?
It ain't about get somebody like Lamar and make him fit your system. You make your system fit him. Yeah. And you got, so with me, so like the Colts, their problem was
come to LA.
The Rams.
Come to LA.
Boy, y'all ain't got no picks to get him. Y'all ain't got no money to get him. Y'all been like fuck them picks and fuck that money.
Yeah, y'all gonna suck for like next 2 years.
We are.
Yeah, easily.
That's why we about to pick you up. You about to replace Aaron Donald.
What's crazy is I just was reading a story yesterday. They, because Matt Stafford was on the roster as of a certain date, he got a $30 million bonus yesterday. Imagine just coming in your bank account.
Bruh.
And not being good.
I could do what he did.
Yeah, not being good.
I could pay me half of that.
I mean, I feel like for what they paid him, they got what they got. They got the championship. He did what he was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. But it was short-lived, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Way too short-lived.
For sports, is about championships. And you pay for that. Like, Draymond is not worth the money that he is getting ever in basketball.
Yeah, he averaged 2, 3, and 2.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And play more minutes than us.
Yeah, exactly. And you pay for championships. You pay for mediocrity. Kevon Looney is better than him as a basketball player. And he's like one of the more least paid players on that team. But like I said, you gotta pay for championships.
Looney cool staying where he at though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And but I don't think he understands that he could get more money other places.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like with Lamar, like I said, the reason the Colts make sense, even though like I said, their problem was they just been trying to band aid quarterback. Oh, let's go get Phillip Rivers. Let's go get Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. Just go get Lamar for 5 years and stop trying to put a band aid on this and heal it. So you got the fourth pick. Give it up for him. Take it. I would say y'all take it and leave it.
Who y'all quarterback?
We got a number one pick.
Oh. Where Cam Newton going? It ain't 32 niggas.
He said, I'm back.
Yeah. What do you say? It ain't 30 niggas in the league that's better than him?
It is.
Yeah.
One of them ain't Baker Mayfield, but yeah.
You did right now there 30 niggas in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Better than Cam Newton.
Some of them backups.
Yeah, some of them coaches.
I'll take Frank Reich right now, our head coach.
So, I mean, what
Byron Leftwich.
What was the reason for the end of Cam Newton's career? I think the Patriots damaged him.
It wasn't him. It was us. We ran him into the fucking ground, got our usage out of him, which is wrong with the NFL. They get as much usage out of these players and then throw them to the scrap.
The average career is about 6 years.
And the thing is, especially for running backs, and they basically treated him like a running back for 7-8 years and then threw him basically in the trash.
Yeah, Todd Gurley in a 30-foot dumpster right now.
That nigga was doing a camp in Tarboro last year. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, but he got his money.
He did.
Yeah.
He got enough money to live on, if you ask me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So, same thing with Cam. Just give up. It's his ego.
He about to pull a D-Wop. Todd Gurley might be the high school football coach in Tarboro.
He'll probably have a dynasty there, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they shit is like an infrastructure. You know what I mean? Like,
and they won eight now, right?
Yeah.
That's Tarboro is built upon football.
Yeah, it's like, disgusting. A 1-8, they are, that's disgusting for 1-8, bro. Like, because they were 2-8 when we was in high school, and they was running things. They had Todd fucking Gurley.
I played Todd Gurley third round of state playoffs my senior year, and that nigga was a goddamn either freshman or sophomore.
And he was
and
a
they ran
man.
They ran wing T. Yep. They had another fucking running back named Demarius Harper, D. Hart. He was just dumb as a box of bricks, so he ain't go to no college. And they had a D1 O lineman, Tecovi Cofield, that ended up going to Duke. And that front right there. With the wing T.
Was he was the wing or he was one of the up backs?
He was the wing.
Even when I was in high school, bro, Sean Drum.
Stop that shit, bro. You couldn't stop
it. It's because of the motion and shit.
Sean Drum was there too. Sean Drum went to
07.
Yeah, he went to UNC.
And played at the Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah. So he was there. He went
you know who was his quarterback?
Who?
Sedarius Lewis.
Next topic.
It's for real. Did you know that?
No, they were good too, though.
Yeah,
like, I think they were like 13-2 or something like that.
So Darius is like my teammate in college. Spring was spring 11, y'all.
I guess.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. But now he played quarterback. Like, he was the quarterback, man. And Sean Drone was the running back. And Sean Drone was, like I said, he was.
Yeah, he was good.
His problem was he got caught up with that shit on the boat with Greg Little. They had an agent take the like half the UNC football team on a boat and they fucked them all up.
Mm-hmm.
But but Lamar's fucked.
Pretty much.
Nah. And but like, Cam Newton especially, he need to give it up. I hate to say it. I love Cam too. I'm a fan.
You taking Colin Kaepernick and Cam Newton right now.
Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick.
You really done wash your hands of Cam Newton, huh?
I just know he's damaged.
I seen some spark though.
I seen him play.
I seen a little spark.
I seen him play 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago when he was on our team. He played good that one game, and then it got ugly right after that. Ugly.
Shout out to Cam Newton. And
like, I love him. But we did him dirty. I'm not going to be.
Lamar Odom.
Same
Lamar
bitch.
Jackson. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
So cause what happens is, like you said, we didn't get him an offensive line. We ran him in the dirt, and then we said, oh, we need an offensive line. So now we're building that up.
Yeah.
For the number one pick. We're starting right back over from 2011 when we had Cam Newton. Shit is disgusting.
I guess.
Wasn't Baker Mayfield your quarterback for a little while?
And then he was y'all quarterback for a little while.
We need to go get Lamar.
Trade Tua?
Yeah, I mean, Tua half dead.
He is weekend at Burns.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he is like, that nigga is a vegetable.
I feel bad for him because he is talented. He got, I don't know what happened to him. Well, I know what happened to him. He was getting blasted.
Yeah.
Y'all need a better offensive line. Yeah, cuz started cripping. I said, go off. I started cripping at the house. I didn't realize he was hurt. Like, 60s. Man, he's in 60s. But now, they gotta put their faith in him. But yeah, Lamar would be good down there. I feel like that would be good.
That's what McDaniel said. McDaniel, Tua is our quarterback. I mean, you gotta talk like that, even if in the back of your mind you think he one more lick away from
getting
disability.
Yeah.
I really feel like he gonna pull that Andrew Luck.
Just say, I've had it.
I can't do it no more. Yet.
Smart move by Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck stayed hurt.
Standing up, he was the best quarterback in the league.
Andrew Luck went to what, Stanford? Mm-hmm. Nigga was a something engineer. Like,
mm-hmm. No, he's like one of the most intelligent people there is. Yeah,
they said nigga had a fucking IQ of Einstein or some shit.
And then not only that, his dad,
I thought she was about to say IKEA. I was about to say, come on, bro.
To my IKEA or like IKEA?
Both, the chair and her.
Yeah, that's funny. Same bitch. So Andrew Luck's dad was the head of the XFL when it came back a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they ain't hurt.
Yeah, now it's The Rock, ain't it?
Well, yeah, he in the ownership group.
But like he was like the, you know, the Roger Goodell of the XFL a couple years ago.
Okay.
So like, yeah, Andrew Luck ain't hurting for nothing. It was just like he was literally hurt.
I know a nigga in the XFL, the fat nigga from Fayetteville.
Will.
Yeah. He play on he play on Wednesday nights.
That's where the middle school play.
Nigga leave work and gotta go. Go pick up his jersey from the crib and his shoulder pads.
He bought his own hip pads.
Oh my god!
And then got paid to get in the game and go play. Love you, Will. Shit.
Hey, what's funny is, bro, when I wear the hip-its, we used to carry shoulder pads. I'm like, why the fuck we have shoulder pads? It's for them,
yeah.
Him. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna name him. Yeah.
Barfield got 11 championships.
Big rings.
Yeah, Barfield got about 11 championships. It was he played 3 seasons in 1 calendar year. From
January to December. Hey, but the nigga is a USA All-Star. Yeah, though, he got to go. He be going to the All-Star game in like Mexico type shit.
Yeah.
Cuz got to be 35.
Barfield? Yeah. He might be a little older than you.
I'm 34.
Okay, well, there you go.
Y'all the same age, so about 39, 40.
Yeah. SMD.
He's way. I'm saying. All
right. Barfield is probably about 35. You right.
He would not be in the NFL right now. He would have been gay.
He's a man in all the FLs, all the letters. A, B.
That's a nigga at least that, like, he run like indoor football now. Like, he is, like, out here getting it. Nigga from Franklinton.
Daquan Neal.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback nigga, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, this shit weird now. Like, when, here's a question I can pose. Yeah, how long would you go after your dream before you give up? Something you really wanted to do, but then you were like, you know, I gotta make a living.
It was like, you gotta do something associated with your dream if it's that big to you.
Yeah.
Like, if your dream is to make it to the NFL, who says you can't be a water boy, a referee?
Yeah.
Somebody who squeezed you to feel.
Squeeze you to be.
Yeah, when the rain comes. No, for real. Like, if you in the NFL, you got a check from the NFL. You're in the NFL. So I don't know how old, but your body gonna tell you.
That's what I don't understand. Like, why these niggas' bodies ain't told them. One, Will is 5'11. No, he's not even 5'11. He's 5'3. 360.
I don't know. They said Oprah.
He shaped like a wheel of cheese.
They said Oprah was sleeping in her car at 55 or something. And then she made it. So
Oprah 55 now, ain't
niggas
she?
Got opportunities.
How old Oprah?
Persephone? You get what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, her and Gayle King used to sell pussy. they figured it out in 2013. You know? So they change your dreams, fellas.
It really?
She's 69.
Same shit. See, so she's been good for 14 years. Yeah.
She been good way longer than that. No. But so you
same way L. Jackson didn't make it to even 60. Like, there's a Facebook post with all their ages and when they made it. Like,
I don't believe that either. Yeah. Because Samuel are like 75 now.
Nah, Morgan Freeman ain't make it till he was 200.
He's 630 now.
Easily.
So I don't know if there's so there's a time limit when it comes to certain things.
If you rep, if you are 30,
stop.
3 and over.
33?
Just starting.
I'm gonna give him
the 2 Chainz rule, the exception. If you don't tell me you dropped a mixtape and you're 34.
I feel like the bar should be lowered.
To what?
25.
Like just starting.
No.
Like if your first mixtape drop at 25, that's okay.
I just feel like your career should be popped off by 25.
So the conflict with that is by the time you make it, the music is going to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So it's like...
You don't know many 30-year-old rappers.
All of them.
Starting.
Oh, starting.
30-year-old new rappers.
Yeah.
Shit, how old is Moray?
Moray,
how old are you?
Good one. You bald head, bitch.
That's a good one. I get it. I like that one.
Went on the kickstand.
I like it.
Did he make Dreamville lineup this year?
Nah.
Did he really?
He's a custodian.
He 30.
Is he?
Yeah, and he made it, what, like 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So.
How old is Coyle Ray?
She's like 20. You know who daughter that is?
Benzino, right?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Why is that weird?
It's not weird. It's just like,
I didn't know that?
I didn't know that until after she made it. Oh. Like, it was like a year after she like made it, and they was like, yeah, you know that's Benzino's daughter. Like, they had like a little beef or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is she beefing with Benzino? And then they was like, yeah, that's her dad. I'm like, oh, that's wild. Niggas beefing with their daughters. But so you're telling me,
Chad, if you was your 30 mixtape tomorrow,
you would listen.
I would listen.
I would listen only because I'm your friend. But other than that, like I don't want you playing it in my car.
No, fucked up.
Like hand me the odds cord. No, like I don't like local music.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. Bad, man. I will support your mixtape. I will share your music, but I will not listen because it usually sucks.
See, man. So why do you feel like out of town niggas are better at music?
Because he don't know.
Out of town.
Because he don't know.
And not only that, I don't like listening to new artists.
Everybody's new at one point in time. No, Justin.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to like just come across my ear like randomly. I'm not gonna go seek it. Is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
So just like you ain't listening to nothing after 06.
No, I don't think so. Probably 09.
Oh, 09. Because you listen to all the soul tapes and then you gave up.
Mm-hmm. And Soulja Boy. Mm-hmm. Big Soulja.
He even got a white t-shirt with /V-neck with buttons.
That shit, wow. It got a collar and it don't.
Design work.
Design nasty business day with the it looked like 2-ply.
We walked in. He had a neck pillow.
Yeah, it bothered me, yeah. Bro. Like,
so y'all should see. It is nasty work. Because got on, like I said, the 2-ply shirt with 3 buttons. He got on.
And it's balling. A V-neck. It's cutting the V.
Yeah.
But it's also a t-shirt. It's
and then up. He got on balling shorts and church socks. There's a lot going on right now.
I'm at home.
Yeah, he's home.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. But I'm like you, bro. Look, whatever's going to get me around this house.
I'm at home.
I'll wear a jersey, balling shorts, and ankle socks any day and not care.
Oh, man.
But anyway.
Do you have anything else on the...
Is it time to go yet?
We can't even talk about power because this nigga ain't watching yet.
Shut up. You don't even have cable.
I do.
can I... Look, MJ, Marion... Jerome Hudson
the third.
Blige Jr. offended me earlier.
Uh-oh. What'd he do?
I asked a nigga for a cup, and he wrenched out a McDonald's cup and passed it to me.
In all fairness, don't tell them the whole story. So it's not like it's not a regular McDonald's cup. It's a novelty cup. Like it's I like
don't give a motherfucker.
It's like
wanted me to treat them like a guest.
That shit got heat damage from the dishwasher. Like
he not lying.
It distorted. Yeah.
You can tell where a little melted.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a cup you use to water your plants in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get nobody this shit to drink from. I'm a guest, nigga. I come here twice a year.
MJ, yeah, twice like, ever.
MJ, I'm like you. I live by myself. Like, once I was living by myself, I'm going to do whatever I want in my house. Because who else I got to impress? You know what I mean? Cuz got five plates, if that. He got five cups. What does he need more than five cups for? It's only one nigga.
Yeah.
What he need more than five plates for? It's one nigga. So he ended up having four people here. He wasn't prepared. it happens.
I've got glasses. I just didn't.
He got glasses. So me personally, I didn't get the glass.
Justin didn't grab the glass. So I'm like, okay, Chad might be a simple nigga too.
No.
He drinking with his pinky up with a glass. Yeah. Like, now I gotta wash dishes.
These some nice glasses too.
They are elegant.
Yeah, they
they elegant.
They like stonewashed and all that. Like they faded. All that. Yeah. Like they.
And they got the plastic cups where when you put cold beverages in it,
it changed color.
Yeah, this nigga got glass that do the same thing. So I mean, that's what I want to drink from.
I'm drinking out of a Fat Tuesday's
water bottle,
which like I said, I ain't here to impress nobody.
You take the sponge off to wash it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
I do.
It was slid. Like,
Watch your mouth.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I like this color one.
I got a purple one.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
All right.
B won't pull your ass and shit.
Black Panther's over there.
Kill mom.
He is enjoying himself. Leave him be, alright?
Man. Oh, man. We got Viking Fest coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm ready. But
clap it up.
Viking Fest coming up in 2 weeks.
We going to record there? Y'all want to record there?
No. Hell no. I'm about to take these mics are heavy.
They're inconvenient.
Yeah, they are inconvenient. We took these shit somewhere.
We took them to homecoming.
Them a lot of places.
It was homecoming, and that shit was the most annoying shit ever.
We
man.
Did nothing.
I brought me and him recorded.
He
was there, and we had Javonte
on there, and we did nothing that night. Nothing.
No, we went to a party.
No, we didn't.
We did. We went to the silent headphone party.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. But that was over at what, 11, 12? It was over.
It was over at 2.
It was over at 2.
I don't remember.
Because we went to 7-Eleven and went crazy.
Yeah.
It was over at 2. I'm excited for Viking Fest. You know what I mean?
It's your 10-year, right?
10-year anniversary.
I'm in there. And it's your wife's Delta anniversary, right?
That's not why I'm excited.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a lot of events this year compared to like other years. Other years, I felt like we had a party one day, a party the next day. And then
Yard Fest, dunk competition on the yard, which I don't know if y'all seen the outside basketball court.
It's nice.
That shit's nice.
Way better.
Compared to where when we was there, yeah.
I'm kind of excited for that. And
the yard looks a lot, like we went last year, and the yard looks a lot nicer than when we went.
Well, ain't nobody out there to fuck nothing up.
True. Yeah.
That is also true.
A lot of the city people fucked it up when we were there, I felt like.
But it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
It was fucked up and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Park your car on the grass and just have a blast.
It was lame. But yes, I am excited. I'm excited to get some
wine Friday night, 30 and up crowd, so I'm excited for that.
I like that because that's some grown up shit. Yeah. Like, you're not going to that, right?
I am.
You are going good because I feel like that's our wave now. Yeah. It should be our wave that we always try to do young shit and we need to stop.
Yeah, Chad got us at the day party in the all white. How are we going to make it?
We're not.
If something ain't getting going to.
We're going to be late.
We're going to be super late.
What time is the day party?
4 to 8.
And what time is the other part?
10 o'clock.
10 to 2.
We're not going. We never go anywhere at 10.
So the thing is, you gotta think. We're probably gonna hit Day party, maybe around 6. So we do the 6 to 8.
I'd rather do 4 to 6, personally. Yeah, but ain't
also, nobody gonna be there. That's also true.
Me.
I'd rather us do 4
but
to 6.
But then we ain't gonna hit the fucking...
Nah, for real. If we go at 4, we gonna end up staying at 8.
Yeah,
we're gonna stay there at eight.
So yeah, we should might as well go there at 5:36. Cause he's right. Cause we go at 4, what's gonna happen is we're gonna get there at 4 and nobody's gonna be there. Everybody's gonna show up around 5:30, and then we gonna get excited again, worked up, and then we're gonna end up staying at 8. And then we're gonna have to try to take a nap between 8 and 12.
No, you can't. You just gotta rest.
Nope.
You can't go to sleep, bro.
True. Yeah, because that's what happened to me in 2019. Yeah.
Bro, I can't take a nap when the sun's down. I don't know how people do it.
I can't either, yeah.
Like, because Jelena be coming home, bro. Like, she be like, look, I'm going to wake up at 8 o'clock. Nigga, I go take a nap at 7. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Right. You might as well go to sleep.
Yeah. Like, I'm not taking no nap at night.
Yeah, anything after 5 is sleep.
That shit is stupid.
After 6 is sleep. 5, you can kind of get a nap in.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going
to
try
to,
like...
You take naps because you go to work at, like, 5, though.
MJ take cat naps.
I take a nap and then wake up and then I go to sleep.
Well, you have to, though. Because you're...
Jared Hall.
Your arthritis.
Yeah. And if I got arthritis.
That nigga gotta use rice. He gotta elevate his knees. I do.
Well, I would say, you know, I can elevate my knees. Some people cannot.
Yeah, you can, I know your circulation bad. You
suck your own dick too, Kate.
y'all been on some weird shit.
Yeah, he been, I don't know. Ever since he walked
in. Fuck elevate their knees. I seen the little thing your lady bought for you to sit on.
Come on, back hurt. I got a bad back and my knees swell up. They get fluid in them.
Oh. Anyway. Yeah. So, Viking Fest in 2 weeks. Don't meet me there. Beat me though.
You be there Thursday, right?
Yeah, I'll be there Thursday.
Y'all are thirsty.
Who? I asked.
It's my only vacation for the year, goddammit. I ain't going nowhere else this year.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
you spent so much on
I'm
going to
live it up. Yeah. All I got to tell niggas, Liz is some niggas Miami, bro. It's going to be my Miami this year. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Congratulations to Crunch.
Yeah.
He had a
BBL.
Congrats
to him. I seen him in a suit today. He shopping at H&M now.
Ain't no
fucking Yeah. Hunger and more.
All right, we'll appreciate y'all.
Hey, don't cancel us. I had a moment.
just edit that out.
I'm not.
Don't edit it out.
I can't. I didn't say nothing wrong.
You did.
Yes, you did.
No, he's allowed to feel what he feels, Justin.
I didn't say I don't.
Not,
I don't.
Not with them.
I don't.
You can't feel a way about.
Bro, I love the gays. Like, I don't hate gay people.
You know who you sound like?
Who?
You sound like white people who say they got 3 black friends. I love the blacks.
my best friend is black.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Nigger in my genealogy.
That's a part of the reason we... Never mind, but I'm just saying...
You ever wrestled a gay nigga?
Would I ever wrestle? Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, from Lewisburg. Lewisburg High School. Nigga beat me in the conference finals championship.
What's his name?
I don't know, but he was...
he was tough.
He was short. And thick. Like, he was. Like, he was just a stocky, solid nigga, man.
What weight class was this?
A heavyweight. But he wasn't like a true heavyweight. Like, nigga
was just was over the weight limit.
Nigga was, he was like 218. Mm-hmm. You know, heavyweight started 215.
And you were like 250 probably.
I was about 260.
Yeah, and he just probably was way more athletic than Chad at the time.
Absolutely.
Not trying to be funny.
Nah, he played linebacker at Lewisburg. I can't remember his name, though, but he was gay.
In 2010?
Justin Richardson.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to play linebacker. If I had to guess his height, I would say back then he was probably maybe 5'9". I was a little taller than him.
You sure he was gay?
Yes.
Like, after the fact, or was he gay then?
No, he was gay then. After the, like, when we did the handshake, He's like, hey, best of luck to you. And I said, this nigga gonna beat me and fuck me. And I think, like, wrestling a nigga, that's all I could think about, man. Like, when I had to go down and he was behind me, I was like, hey, you know, I had the ass on me, so he was like, I'm like, this nigga probably back there puzzled.
Stop back your dancing kind of close. So,
nah, but he was very good. He was very good at what, and I want to say he made a good run at the state tournament that year. I don't think he won it, but he was all conference. I mean, I remember when the list came out. I made honorary conference, but I don't know, man. I love the
community.
Firehouse community. But Bonefish
Grill. Yeah. That nigga called up. Yeah, anyway. All right, so
Firehouse got a sandwich called the Hook and Ladder.
That's them.
Okay. Like,
you must be stuck.
They do though. I'm not lying.
No, I know. It's like the number two.
Yeah, it's like big bold black letters on the board, Hook and Ladder. I was like, let me get the large. Yeah, niggas be going in there asking for the Captain Hook, man.
God,
I'm just saying. So look, you know what I mean, I love Firehouse. They got badass loaded potato soup. Y'all should try it.
Do they really?
Oh, no, fire, yeah, man.
I didn't even know they had.
You gotta add onions, bacon, and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I don't want no onions in there.
Nah, I'm telling.
I don't
you.
Like onions.
Firehouse
good.
It is.
It's good.
Oh,
what?
Shout out to Jamaican Bites too.
What they do?
They Jamaican.
Yeah, I had some mums today. I went early too, so I got some porridge.
Porridge?
Porridge.
Nigga,
yeah.
I ain't never.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, he
the bears.
Big one of the bears.
I'm just saying, that shit was good. Got me some fried dumplings. I went early too, what so the porridge. Food.
Oatmeal.
Is it?
It know. Can be made from oatmeal, but most times it's made from cornmeal.
I didn't. So what's crazy
it's like
is
cornmeal
it
and milk. Yeah.
Is it sweet?
A little bit of cinnamon. It's sweet. Little vanilla in there. Yeah.
Cause you know the story I'm talking about.
The three bears.
Goldilocks and hers
blow
is just
your house
right.
Down.
No, that's that's the three little pigs.
Oh, same bitch.
Well, Goldilocks was in Puss in Boots. Great movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The last one. It's a great movie.
I've seen it on
Peacock.
One of the, yeah, not watching it.
Trust me.
They had
it's a great movie.
I'm not watching it.
I ain't watching
you,
it.
You didn't choose to watch that on your.
I did actually. I'm a Shrek fan. I am. I'm. They have like a whole universe. I've watched every Shrek, all the spinoffs, all that. If Donkey come out with a movie, I'm on that too.
Yeah, I bet you wanna. Anything else? Well, I say something rude.
You said enough rude shit.
I haven't said nothing rude.
You said niggas rather get bent over than climb up a ladder.
I did not. When the fuck did I say that?
Basically, you said niggas do not want to put out fires. They want to get burnt. That's what you said. You said they don't want to put out fires. They want to get burnt.
I didn't say nothing.
It
but
was something along those lines.
MJ, do you have...
Nope.
Do you have
not everybody.
Listen to what I'm saying. Do you have employment opportunities right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Niggas don't want to come stock shelves.
Don't want to get stocked. That's what you said earlier. That's what you would have said.
They don't want to come pack boxes. They want to get packed.
They want their box packed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's the nature of the beast of the world we live in now. It's all good.
That nigga said women don't want to change carpets. They want their carpet changed. Like, he say, like the shit he was saying earlier was off the wall.
It was
Michael Jackson. Prime example. Why don't people hold Michael Jackson in the same accord as R. Kelly?
Who don't you ever?
What I'm saying is, like, they cancel R. Kelly, but everybody's still listening to Thriller. Same bitch.
The problem is, R. Kelly should have known how to hog tie. If he knew how to hog tie, he'd be all right.
He knew how to hog tie. He tried to convince us he did.
Yeah.
But now, what you about to say? Because Mike did it.
Did what?
Mike was blowing in booty holes.
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. But, I mean, I listened to both of them. I haven't canceled either one of them.
I'm going to listen to R. Kelly. I mean, right, some of them, they sound weird now.
Like my man said at work, man. Not my monkey, not my circus.
Is it a white man that say that?
Yeah.
You know what that mean, right?
Not man, my man. Nigga, not my plantation.
Yep. That's basically said, not my Jonathan Majors.
Not my Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, we got it.
All right, I'll see y'all later.